Michael con su baile a todos nos conquistó y con su ritmo caliente 8 premios se llevó. Ya que Thriller se ha metido y es toda una sensación, te brindamos esta cumbia con un poquito de rock.
Cumbia Thriller, cumbia Thriller, cumbia Thriller, cumbia Thriller, cumbia Thriller.
What's up, everyone? My name is Jack, and I'm subbing for Amelia, I believe, today. This is a special edition of my regular show, which is on Mondays at 10 a.m. usually, called the Rocky Mountain Oyster Review. But it's Wednesday today, and it's 11, and I'm subbing for a passenger's seat, so it's not that. Anyways, got a vague Halloween theme going on here, just for fun. That first song was Cumbia Thriller by Los Mirlos. Surely you recognized that it was a cover of Michael Jackson's Thriller. You know, Halloween, October, get into it. We're going to be playing some weird, eerie, odd, bizarre funk and other things. I'm not going to try to describe it easily. There will be some kind of gothy new wave. There will be some fun funk. There will be some crazy techno. So get into it. Anyways, again, that was Cumbia Thriller by Los Mirlos, and this song right now is Shut the Door by Sada Bonaire. Yeah, get into it. Oh yeah, I think I forgot to say, by the way, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, but I'm pretty sure you knew that already.
Follow me, shut the door, leave. Leave me alone, 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 alone.
Haven't spoken in a moment. This song right now playing is a 39A5 by John Bender. That last tune was Do You Hear Me by Brenda Ray. Before that, again, was Shut the Door by Sada Bonaire. For those unaware, John Bender, which I think actually is a lot of people because I don't think he's very well known, he's from Cincinnati, Ohio, where I'm from. And he was like a sort of one of one minimal synth freaky music weirdo guy who made some kind of good stuff. I've been listening to this one quite a bit lately. After this, we're going to shift into a different direction and just go all over with Julia by Asylum Party from their record Picture One. I believe they were a French band, new wavy, a little melodramatic, but you'll get into it, surely. And before too long, I'll be back again to talk more and maybe even read a PSA. So get ready for some new stuff that you probably never heard before. Again, this next song is Julia by Asylum Party. I'm going to do a little talking, because there does come a time in every radio show where I got to read a PSA. This one is about drunk driving. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. That's a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Cool. Now that that's out of the way, I can talk for a moment about the music that I've been playing. Had to do some last-minute switch-ups to the set because for some reason my music player wasn't playing some of my music, which has caused this current song, Out in the Night by Serge Ponsar, which is a great song in its own right, to be subbed in, so to speak, for what else I had going on. Anyway, that last tune was Right on Time by Prophet. Before that, we had Anyway by Otto, and before that, we had In the Corn Belt by Dinosaur L, but the Larry Levin mix of it from the record 24 to 24 Music, real classic. For those unaware, Dinosaur L is, I believe, one of the earlier projects of Arthur Russell, who you may know as kind of an experimental music legend, highly influential on everything going on today, and just a really cool musician. Who has a huge breadth of incredible work. And yeah, I guess we're getting in a more funky direction. We'll see if what I initially wanted to play will play this time. If not, whatever, it don't matter. I got other stuff ready instead. But yeah, I don't know. I thought Serge Ponsar, Out in the Night, would go along with a nice little funky vibe we've got going on, a little... I think like 80s synth funk is great Halloween music, so yeah, I don't know, I'm not gonna over explain myself, because why should I? Just continue to enjoy getting lost in the groove, and I'll be on for another 20 minutes.
begging of the girls as they walk past my house. Just moved in the neighborhood. Would you like to be my friend? Just moved in the neighborhood. Thinking to myself, I'm such a friend.
We've only got a couple more songs left today, and thankfully I was able to get music to work, and I was able to play two songs ago, Beverly Kills by Ariel Pink's Haunted Graffiti, problematic guy who made some really great songs from a really incredible record before today. It's a Halloween classic to me, so I felt like I really ought to play it. I followed that up with Be My Friend by Ripple, which is a very like kind of creepy song, but I figured it was right for Halloween. And then now I have a little more of a fun Halloween song, Slide by Slave, Dayton, Ohio, based funk band from the 70s. Shout out to Dayton, Ohio. On a side note, I also started recently listening to Guided by Voices, who are also from Dayton. Not a funk band, they're a rock band. Very cool still. And then I have one more song after this that I'll probably play out as the end of my show. I don't know if anyone's coming in after me, because I saw that the person after me put their show up for a sub. I'm not going to take it, but maybe someone else will come in. We'll see. But yeah, again, this is Slide by Slave. After that, we're going to have one more classic tune, and I'll make some closing remarks.
You're a low-down lady, but your game is kind of shaky.
All right. Again, this has been Slide by Slave. And my show's coming to an end. I got one more song for y'all. But first, I've got to make some final concluding remarks. First of all, this is Jack, and you are listening to a special subslot for Passenger's Seat on 91.5 FM WMFO Metro Tufts Freeform Radio. Check me out Mondays at 10 a.m. most weeks, pretty much every week. That's what my normal show, The Rocky Mountain Oyster Review, is. If you've enjoyed that, if you've enjoyed this, expect some more then, is what I meant to say. And I got one more song for y'all. It's a classic, obvious, timeless, amazing song, No UFOs by Model 500. Have a great Halloween if you're listening. If you're not listening, also have a great Halloween and a Halloween weekend. And enjoy this Model 500 here for you.
They say there is no hope, they say no UFO.